BBC News, I'm John Shea. President Biden has said he's not confident that there'll be a peaceful transfer of power if Donald Trump loses the US presidential election. In his first interview since stepping back from the race, Mr. Biden told CBS News people should take seriously the Republican candidate's threat that there would be a bloodbath. Our North America correspondent Peter Bowes reports.
Speaking at a rally earlier this year, Donald Trump said if he failed to win the election in November, it would lead to a bloodbath for the country. At the time, his campaign denied he was talking about violence erupting around the US. But Joe Biden says he's taking the former president seriously, suggesting Mr. Trump could, once again, claim there'd been a stolen election. Mr. Biden shared his fears for the months ahead as his vice president, Kamala Harris, now the Democrats' official candidate, and her running mate, Tim Walz, embark on a tour of the country to kickstart their campaign for the White House.
The Russian governor of the Kursk region has declared a state of emergency in response to a cross-border incursion, which Russia has blamed on the Ukrainian army. Alexei Smirnov described the situation as complicated. President Putin called it a large-scale provocation. Kiev has not officially commented on it. James Waterhouse is in the Ukrainian capital.
It is something that we haven't really seen before. It is true that Ukraine has struck inside Russian territory before, but usually in the form of pro-Ukrainian Russian militants who've been sort of incorporated into Ukraine's military, where they've made incursions before in the Belgorod region of Russia further south. This is the first time we have seen regular forces deployed in this way and on this scale, it would seem. It's still a little bit murky, but something is going on.
Three Taylor Swift concerts in the Austrian capital, Vienna, have been cancelled due to security concerns. It comes after two men were detained on suspicion of planning an Islamist attack. Bethany Bell reports from Vienna.
Police say the two people who were arrested had become radicalised via the internet. One of them, a 19-year-old Austrian citizen, recently took an oath of allegiance to Islamic State. Police say the suspects had planned to target large events in Vienna, including the Taylor Swift concerts. The organiser, Barracuda Music, said that with the confirmation of the planned attack, they had no choice but to cancel the three scheduled shows for everyone's safety.
The United States has said Israel must fully investigate alleged incidents of the sexual abuse of Palestinian prisoners. The State Department spokesman, Matthew Miller, said there could be zero tolerance of the abuse or rape of detainees. He was speaking after viewing a leaked video broadcast on Israeli television, which appears to show Israeli soldiers abusing a blindfolded Palestinian. World News from the BBC. Thousands of counter-protesters have rallied in cities and towns across England following days of rioting and disorder by far-right groups after the fatal stabbing of three girls in northern England last week. Thousands of police are also on the streets after reports that Wednesday night could see further unrest targeting buildings that house asylum seekers and immigration lawyers. Adam Scoyer explained why he took part in an anti-racism demonstration in Liverpool.
This is my local community, just standing up to racism, you know, there's just no place for it in this community, especially around here. We've got three neighbourhoods that neighbour around here that are all multicultural. Liverpool used to be a capital of culture once upon a time. And, just trying to do my duty, you know, trying to do my part and help keep people safe and feel safe in their local community.
The Tunisian president, Kais Saied, has sacked his prime minister, Ahmed Hashani, and named the social affairs minister, Kamel Madouri, as his successor. No reason was given for the dismissal. Mr. Hashani took office last August, replacing Najla Boudin, who was also dismissed without an official explanation. President Saied was democratically elected in 2019, but has since concentrated power in his own hands. The constitution was rewritten in 2022 to create a presidential system. Reports from Yemen say at least 45 people have died as a result of torrential rain that swept through parts of the country. The UN agency in Yemen says there have been 15 deaths from flash floods in the southwestern province of Taiz. In Hodeida, the local governor says 30 people have died, five more are missing. Brazil's environment ministry says deforestation in the Amazon was 33% higher in July than in the same month last year. It blamed strike action at federal agencies responsible for controlling tree felling in the rainforest. But the ministry said the overall rate of deforestation was still falling. And that's the latest BBC News.